Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Krista B from Those Wrestling Girls. Now, if you know me, you know how much of a rock fan I am. And it's been so hard for me to get my hands on an actual rock t-shirt until now. I finally got my rock shirt and I got it from Ripple Junction. Ripple Junction is a team of imaginative pop culture fanatics who creates the planet's most awesome t-shirts and official licensed products. They are armed with all things WWE and it's always some fun, cute designs up there. So you have to go up there. Make sure you go to ripplejunction.com and don't forget to use the code Those Wrestling Girls for 15% off of your purchase. Hope to see you there. And you have to let me know what shirts you got. Bye. What's up? We're back. It's Those Wrestling Girls. It's your girl, Krista B.
And Queen PR.
And today we have a bonus spotlight episode for you guys. P's been wanting to do this for forever. So I was like, okay, fine. We'll do it because I love her that much. So today we are spotlighting the one and only Kairi Sane. As yeah. We all know, P is such a fan of Kairi. I'm a fan of Kairi, but P is like a mark for Kairi. She really loves Kairi. So P, take it away.
Yeah, so we wanted to do this episode when she first left, and we were on like a schedule. We were in the middle of our Ruthless Aggression series, so it just didn't quite fit. So I thought this would be a fun bonus episode that we can drop for all of you for the end of the year. So Kairi Sane left WWE after 3 years. About two years and plus change. Yeah. And there's a lot of reasons why that are floating out there why she left, but I really believe that she left because she just wants to go home. She just got married, and the time that she left, America wasn't really, if you weren't from here, it wasn't really the most
for you. Yeah.
There was the riots, there were the I shouldn't say riots because it wasn't just that, it was more the protests. And the
movement. They were riots. You can say that. They were both.
You're right. The Black Lives Matter movement had come back in full force. A lot of Black people were getting killed. And then COVID, in the middle of all of that shit, was COVID. So I think when Kairi Sane's contract was ending, she kind of was just like, you know what? I just want to go home. But it sucked because at the time, she was in a dope tag team with Asuka as the Kabuki Warriors and feuding with Bayley and Sasha, who were on a roll at the time. So I wanted to cover Kairi Sane. So overall, how did you feel about Kairi Sane? Did you follow her in NXT? We were able to see her perform live a couple times. What were your overall thoughts about Kairi Sane?
I think Kairi was an amazing, amazing wrestler. I did not follow her in NXT. I think I was first introduced to her at, I don't know if it was the Mae Young Classic. Who did she fight? Did she fight Toni Storm? No, she didn't fight Toni Storm that year. Women's at Evolution. But I did see her, like, I think I was really first introduced to her after she won Mae Young Classic. I didn't follow her in NXT. But then when she came out that first Royal Rumble, then when she came out again at Evolution, like, those were the time I followed her. And then I started to see every once in a while, like, on social media, like her in the bionic elbow, her walking the plank and, you know, doing all of that. And then I was like, okay. And then when she got called up to the main roster and formed the Kabuki Warriors with Asuka and had Paige as their manager, I was like, okay, you know, Kairi is literally like that bitch, not a bitch, but that bitch, you know? So I was just like, oh, wow. Like, you couldn't take your eyes off her. Like, she's so mesmerizing in the ring and her performance level and her agility is like almost second to none. Like, everybody's good in what they do, but Kairi's is just like, because she's so tiny, I feel like she could do much more than someone who's like of a taller stature. Not saying that they can't, it's just that it fits her well.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And what I like most about Kairi, so I also, like, I knew she had won Mae Young Classic and people had talked about the work that she did in Stardom and how, you know, she clearly had a pedigree before she got to NXT, but her winning the Mae Young Classic was dope. So she beat Tessa Blanchard, which is so random. It's not random, but it's just like, okay. Bianca Belair, who I did not know was in the Mae Young Classic in 2017. Dakota Kai, Toni Storm, and Shayna Baszler, who ended up being one of her bigger rivalries.
Yeah.
So she ended up signing with NXT, moved to America, and just like most wrestlers, not everyone, but most wrestlers, their goal is to end up in WWE to some extent. So that was a goal of hers. She made it to NXT, and she performed first at a takeover match, and a fatal four-way with Ember Moon, Kairi Sane, Nikki Cross, and Peyton Royce. Wow, that's interesting. So
she did her thing in NXT.
Yeah, she did her thing
in NXT before she was an Iconic. Like, she did her thing. But that's another story for another day.
Right. That's a different story. So then it goes back to Royal Rumble, the first ever Women's Royal Rumble in 2018. She was a surprise entrance. And that's how I discovered, I rediscovered Kairi Sane and really started paying attention, because that elbow was dope. Like, she really came in and she made a splash from jump.
Yeah, a whole splash. Like, bro, I even got an elbow left. You see this? Nah, boy, it wouldn't be me.
Yeah.
But yeah. She did make a splash. And I feel like, although her time in WWE was short, it was so impactful. And she didn't leave WWE. She works for WWE Japan.
Yes.
So let's get that out of the way. She works for WWE Japan. I believe she's like a producer or a writer. Like, she's on a creative side. I don't think she's wrestling. But she's not out of WWE. So if she wanted to come back when Rona's over and it's safer for her and her family, then cool. Like, I feel like she will be back, but.
Yeah. By the time we're recording this, TLC pay-per-view had just happened, and Asuka needed a partner, a tag team partner for a match. And everyone, of course, was hoping it would be Kairi Sane, but it wasn't. I was like, all right, we getting out of line, but everybody would love for her to come back, and she can come back at any time. So that is really exciting.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to do this episode in October, it did not look that way. So I'm glad that now I'm like, there is a possibility she could come back. So then she was in a battle royal at WrestleMania 34 in 2018. She was in a part of NXT. And the reason why I remember this moment so much, because she, Bianca Belair, Peyton Royce, I believe Dakota Kai and like a couple other NXT people had a moment during that battle royal, and they had a "We are NXT" moment. And I think
that's Peyton Royce said, like,
what happened?
Yeah, that's why I saw Peyton Royce. That's like, this is that has sis, you better.
Yes. So that was cool. And I could tell at that moment that like NXT was really starting to become like more of that third brand as opposed to like developmental brand. Yeah. So I really enjoyed that. And it wouldn't take long after the night that we're talking about that she actually becomes NXT Women's Champion. And we were there at TakeOver in Brooklyn. That was, We were not there. It was the 2019 one that we were there, but she also had a match then. But that's when she won her first NXT championship.
Wow.
And people liked her run as NXT champion because she had it was like her treasure chest, and she had it like in the treasure box, and she would come out and she would make a whole thing. And she was a sky pirate. And her whole thing was like, because I think in real life she was like a sailor or something.
Listen, real life does emulate, you know, your art and fit in the fake world. So hey,
totally.
So, it works.
So I was mistaken because I thought it was TakeOver Brooklyn that we saw her, but it was not TakeOver Brooklyn. It was Evolution. AKA one of the best pay-per-views that we ever went to.
Ever. We need another one, and another one, and another one. But you know, when we get to WWE, we'll take that over from there.
Yes. Don't even worry.
We got y'all.
So that was fun because we got to see Shayna Baszler, and this was kind of like, to me, I feel like was really Shayna Baszler's prime. And we got to see her and Kairi Sane have a really good match live. And then at TakeOver War Games, she had another 2 out of 3 falls match with Shayna. And I have to mention that throughout her entire feud with Shayna Baszler, she has always had to fight off her fake little horsewoman friends. They always interfered.
Emphasis on fake horsewomen.
Like, for real. Like they really just like got in the way of everything.
Like stop.
Yeah.
I feel like a memorable Kyrie, and this is not a good moment, but when Becky and Charlotte teamed up to fight Kyrie and Asuka, and they almost took Kyrie out when they hit her in the head.
Wow.
And she was calling for Asuka. I felt that.
Me too.
I literally felt like as if she was like a child looking for her mom. Yeah. I'm like, come on, Becky. Come on, Charlotte. Like, we get it. Y'all want to get rid of them. Y'all want to be tag team champions, which would have been weird.
Yeah, very weird. Very weird. Very weird.
You might have to beat up poor little Kyrie like that, okay?
I know, right? So speaking of the fake horsewomen and how Shayna always kind of had the advantage, it didn't take long for Io Shirai, who had just debuted in NXT at the time, and now we're in 2019, guys, by the way. She joined forces with Io Shirai and Dakota Kai to become kind of the Sky Pirates, and they kind of feud with Shayna and her little friends, Marina and Jessamine, and which is kind of cool because Io Shirai is another amazing talent, and you can see why her and Kairi Sane would be, you know, kind of a tag team. And then you think about Asuka, and it's like, okay, yeah, like, oh, it all makes sense. But, yeah.
All right. That's true.
Yeah.
So I was glad that we were able to see that come into fruition, you know? Fruition. Yeah. And then we got to see Asuka and Kairi team. And at first, mm-hmm. I'm just, all right, so they're going to put, you know, WWE can do this, put all those of the same ethnicity, same cultural backgrounds together. Like, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go from Io and Kairi to Asuka and Kairi. Like, not saying that they couldn't hold on their own, but, you know, WWE is like that. Like, we got to break that narrative, y'all.
We so do. So Shayna ends up getting the title again for the second time. And then there's another takeover match, a fatal four-way that a lot of people were hoping Bianca Belair won. It was in 2019, and this is the match that we were able to be at. It was Bianca, Io Shirai, Shayna, and Kairi. And Shayna ends up winning the NXT championship for the second time. And I think she made history maybe as the first
ever two-time women in the championship.
Yeah. So we had the joy of being there. Shout out to Gil from Top of the Rope Radio. How did you feel about that match? I didn't even really know Bianca Belair that well at the time. I just knew that she was it, and she was, you know, dope black girl. I wanted her to win. Were you rooting for Kairi Sane? Like, what were you?
Anybody but Shayna. Not even gonna hold you.
same. We were not feeling her.
But the whole Bianca, I never needed you at all. Like, like, sis, come on. What?
Yeah.
But I think I was rooting for Bianca because was that around the time? I'm trying to see if that was around the time my article came out, or was it after?
After, no, before.
Right.
It was before, yeah.
I already knew who Bianca was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't get clarity on that.
Yeah.
Days merged, and we just don't know our head from our tail at this point.
Yo, time is definitely going by. So this brings me to when I became a total mark for Kairi Sane. After this takeover, she actually debuts on the main roster, which a lot of people were wondering when was going to happen, because this is when NXT is now getting to the point where it's like, you know what? They have their own brand. We don't need everyone in NXT to come to the quote-unquote main roster. Like, so everyone was wondering, like, what was next for Kairi Sane? So she ends up debuting with Asuka and the tag team as Paige as their manager. So I was already intrigued because I love Asuka so much. And I was like, okay, bring Kairi Sane up. All right, let's see where this goes. As much as I love Paige, I did not like her as their manager whatsoever.
You wasn't either.
No.
Ooh, sorry, y'all. I got to do better because I feel like the past couple episodes, I've been on here yawning. Like, a motherfucker. Not me. Yeah, I know I'm always rah-rah, but a bitch is old. Sometimes she need her nap. But no, Paige wasn't needed. After the Absolution thing, and then Kabuki Warriors, and like she brought the Kabuki Warriors up to fight Absolution. Like, it's like you putting your teams against each other. Right. So, you know, but I mean, I know you want to still be there because you were re-injured and, you know, you wanted to still have your face and stuff known. But I think Paige is glad she's partially because, you know, WWE, the whole Twitch thing.
Ooh, right. Yeah, that's true. I think it was one of those things where they wanted to utilize Paige as much as, like, they're just like, okay, great, we'll just put Paige as your manager. And I think she is good on the mic, but like you said, they don't need it. And what I love about Asuka is that she does not speak English, neither does Kairi Sane, but look how entertaining they ended up being anyway. Like, I don't need to understand what they're saying. Like, just give them the mic and let them do their thing. Like, I didn't need Paige. So I'm very, very, very happy that they ended up turning on her.
Yeah. Mist to everyone.
Yo, that green mist. Can we just talk about how much I love the green mist?
I'm sorry. I love Asuka and whatnot. But anyhow, I'm in character. And although I would know that the green mist is coming, anyhow, I'm in character, and that green mist hits all of this. All of this. Like, as soon as I clear up and get everything together, I'm beating you like the Brooklyn bitch I am. There's no way. This is why I couldn't become a wrestler, because it's just some things I would not do and I would always argue.
Really spit in my face. Like,
you spit, like, being from New York, don't, who you spit?
Don't do it.
If you grew up with your parents saying stop that spitting, da 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 da, this, that, that, like my brother just told my nephew stop spitting, and my eyes was like,
you spitting?
So you spitting on? I would have lost my job. I probably still been in jail.
Yep. So glad they did. The first tag team that the Kabuki Warriors feuded with was the Iconics, which I appreciated because Iconics were the champions at the time. So they feuded with them. And then Alexa and Nikki Cross became the tag team champions at some point in this. And then at Hell in a Cell is when Alexa and Nikki lost the titles to the Kabuki Warriors. How did you feel about them? Because at this point in time, there were only three tag team champions. There was Sasha and Bayley, the Iconics, which was a very controversial run, and Alexa and Nikki, which people felt like revitalized the titles. How did you feel about Kabuki Warriors capturing them?
Anybody but the Iconics.
Even all this time later, you feel that way?
Yeah. But it was a good look. Like, again, representation matters. They're women. They're of Japanese descent, like they are Japanese. WWE has a lot of people overseas who watch us. So, like I said, representation matters. So to have them be the women's tag team champions, it just sets that precedent for other girls over in those countries to be like, hey, if they can do it, I can do it. So I was here for it.
I enjoyed it, and I like that they turned heel because their gear changed, which I loved, because both Asuka and Kairi Sane were known for, like, the bright colors, a lot of colors, and Kairi Sane was adorable, and she was, you know, had her treasure. But when they became heels, it was none of that no more. Kairi Sane, they were still funny. I felt like they were so entertaining, especially when they were beefing with Becky. But they really changed up their music. They changed up their look. Kairi Sane with that umbrella, that was so good. How did you feel about their character change at first?
I mean, I thought it was dope, to be honest. Like, there's always a need for change in wrestling. So I thought it was real dope to see, you know, they can change and they can, you know, whatever, and still be accepted by the crowd. Because people can change their character and they're not like, I don't even think when they turn heel they got booed.
No, not at all.
And that's real rare.
Yeah.
Like, that's Undertaker status right there. Undertaker changed his character probably more than he changed his underwear. And every time, he was never booed. So
I was into it. And, yep. And I think there is one thing to note, just because I did a fan club episode. It's on our Patreon. You should check it out with Asuka. And I weirdly have more Asuka merch than any other superstar, which is so weird. Asuka and Kevin Owens. It's like so random. And there were always a lot of Kabuki Warrior merch. And WWE does not put out merch for just anyone. Like, they have to see that there's a demand for it. And I feel like every couple weeks there was a new Kabuki Warrior shirt. And I probably have all of them. And they were all dope. The designs, everything about them. Like, everything about the Kabuki Warriors, I feel like, were, like, perfection. Like, I loved everything about it.
True. Yeah. Definitely.
And they took the NXT titles to NXT. Look at me. They took the tag team champion.
Oh, we tied. Sorry.
I know. I'm like, wait, what? They took the tag team titles to NXT, which was something that Sasha and Bayley had always said they wanted to do initially. The Iconics definitely didn't do. They barely defended them. Alexa and Nikki didn't make it to NXT, but they did defend them. So the Kabuki Warriors were finally the tag team to bring it to NXT, and they had a really dope tag team match against Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox, which was dope. This is before Dakota Kai turned on her.
Fucked her leg up.
So that was dope. I really enjoyed that. And then we go on to Survivor Series. And I have to mention Survivor Series simply because Kairi Sane, when they invaded NXT, she looked so cute with her backwards hat, her raw
cut-up shirt. Yeah.
She was incredible. I really enjoyed that so much. She represented Raw to its fullest. I love that. And then this was the Survivor Series that was legendary because it had NXT involved, SmackDown, and Raw. And we got a lot of, like, little dream matchups between, like, Io Shirai, Kairi Sane, and, like, everyone. So I really enjoyed that. How did you feel about Kairi Sane in the Survivor Series team for Raw and that whole legendary Survivor Series?
Well, we all know Survivor Series is my favorite pay-per-view of all time. So I was here for it to see that, you know, NXT, like former NXTs going against SmackDown, going against Raw, and, you know, vice versa, and all of them intertwining and intermingling. It was good. And I feel like it made sense to put Kairi and Asuka on the team.
Yeah.
Like, why would you not do that? It made all the sense in the world to do that. So they came up, they showed out, and they did. Like, that's all you can do.
Loved it. And I have to mention that the Survivor Series Raw team had Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Charlotte. And Asuka spit green mist in Charlotte's face. And they were on the same team. And I love that so much. And then, so after that, Starrcade, which was a little WWE Network special, they had a tag team championship match against Charlotte and Becky. Now, what this did was kind of spur that interest for fans because people love Charlotte, the couple name for Charlotte and Becky. Loved the idea of Charlotte and Becky becoming tag team champions. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. I think it would have been a little bit weird for me. It's something that would have had to grow on me because we already know, like, their thing is so storied and, like, right, the feud is so much better than the friendship when it comes down to them. So right, I think it would have been weird, but I love to see them tag together.
Yeah.
Like, I love to see them fight together. So, yeah.
I agree. So then that leaves us to the table ladders and chairs match that they had at the pay-per-view in 2019. This was the last pay-per-view of 2019. It was a very physical match. We just watched it for one of our watch parties last month on Patreon. Check those out if you haven't already. It was a very physical, hardcore match.
That's the one I almost took Kairi out this world with that damn chair, right, table, TV screen.
Oh, it was very physical match. So I hadn't rewatched that match since it happened because I had learned how hurt Kairi Sane had got, and I was just like, oh my god. So then when we rewatched it for the first time, and it's like from Jump Street, I think the four of them were like, yo, we're gonna make this match iconic, we're gonna, like, you know, blah blah blah, blah. And it was a physical match, it was a good match. They had to change a lot of stuff on the fly because Kairi Sane got concussed, but it was a pretty good match. And how do you feel about it looking back?
I mean, it was a good match. Like I said, I just felt bad for Asuka. You know, them stuck her out this girl, and I'd be like, come on, y'all. Carry out. But no, it was a really good match. I could watch it over and over again and be like, yeah, we didn't put in work, you know?
Yeah. And so Kairi and Asuka ended up retaining their championships during this match. So Asuka is undefeated at TLC even still after the 2021. And then that leaves us to WrestleMania 36 this year, 2020. And they had a tag team championship match against Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross again. And they lost the titles to them after 180 days. I think at the time they might have been the longest running tag team champions. How did you feel about that? Did you wish they retained them, or were you kind of okay with this?
I was okay either or, because I also like Nikki and Alexa's storyline whenever I thought Alexa was going to turn on Nikki. So I like that as well. So it really didn't faze me on who won what at that time.
Yeah, I agree. I was kind of like, okay. And they were feuding with Sasha and Bayley at the time as well. So that was good. And the Kabuki Warriors and Sasha and Bayley feud really held down the three brands for a while this year. And it was a crazy year. So I loved it. And Asuka and Sasha classic, Asuka and Bayley classic. Then you add Kairi Sane in the mix. It just was everything. Like Kairi, it just added so much for me. Like she just added so much to everything. And so that actually leads up to how Kairi Sane leaves, or in story line wise, this is how she leaves. Sasha and Asuka are having a championship match for the Raw Championship. So Asuka is the Raw Champion after Becky leaves and after announcing she was pregnant. So Sasha and Asuka are having a match. And to distract Asuka, Bayley, who was Sasha's tag team partner at the time, brutally attacks Kairi Sane backstage. And Kairi is like calling out for Asuka, and Asuka stops, and she has to leave the match to check on her best friend, Kairi Sane. And Sasha ends up counting out Asuka, and Sasha becomes Raw Women's Champion. How did you feel about all of this? How did you feel about them feuding with Sasha and Bayley and the Kabuki Warriors in 2020?
The feud, like you said, it helped carry the show. It helped carry a lot of the pay-per-views and things of that sort. I feel like Bayley and Sasha brought out the best in Kairi and Asuka. I feel like that it was a crazy way to go out, but I also feel like, being that I'm very optimistic on this, I also feel like that's going to be the build for when Kairi returns and Rona's over. Yeah, and I feel like this is going to bring back Sasha and Bayley together, even though I don't think we want that, but it's going to happen because of that.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, you guys had to write off Kairi Sane somehow. I do like it. My only thing is I wish Bayley would have actually like hurt her more, because all Bayley really did was like hit her head inside like the gate. So I feel like if it was enough for her to like leave or have to leave, I wish Bayley would have like did more. I know that sounds crazy, but like, I mean,
at the end of the day, you just say before Kairi was concussed. You could have re-concussed her, and we don't know.
Right.
Always good to leave us guessing on certain things. So, Kairi will come back soon. So
I do too. I enjoy her so much when she was there. I thought she was so entertaining. I have a lot of Kabuki Warrior merch. That proves that. So, like you said, I really hope, I'm hopeful that Kairi Sane will come back. I love that she's doing work in WWE Japan. I love that she's home, because when it's a crazy year, we just want to be with our fucking families and stuff. So I'm glad. Congratulations to her. She got married this year. So I feel like she was able to kind of start a whole new chapter of her life this year. So shout out to her. And yeah, I can't wait for her to come back.
Right. Me neither. Yeah. Is that it before I do my, you know?
Yes. So thank you guys for tuning in. New episodes every other Monday. Follow us everywhere, social media wise. We have a lot coming up. Stay tuned. Thank you for checking us out.
And on that note, it's your girl, Krista B.
And Queen PR.
And we are out.
everybody. It's me, Queen PR, one half of those wrestling girls, and I'm here to remind you that we dropped our very first capsule collection to celebrate 2 years of those wrestling girls. It's our Attitude Era themed. It's only going to be available for a limited time only, so make sure you check it out. We have a hoodie, t-shirt, mugs, and a little bit more, so make sure you check that out, and thank you for supporting those wrestling girls. Thank you for joining Krista B and Queen PR on another episode of Those Wrestling Girls. New episodes drop on YouTube and all podcast platforms every other Monday. We also have exclusive weekly content that's released on Patreon, just $1 to $5 a month. And every month we support a different nonprofit organizations with part of those proceeds. Also, make sure you follow us on Instagram and like us on Facebook and join our Facebook discussion group where we host live episodes monthly, including our show with Face B Heels High podcast, Thirsty Thursdays. See you there, and thank you for supporting those wrestling girls. Mwah.